Currier and Ives. Before the widespread use of photography, there was a large market for artistic depictions of scenes and events. A process for making prints called lithography became popular in North America during the early 19th century. One young artist who mastered this technique was Nathaniel Currier, 1813 to 1888. Currier opened his own shop in 1834. Currier's success came when he issued prints of newsworthy events. His Ruins of the Merchants' Exchange followed a great fire in New York, December 1834. One of Currier's prints of a disastrous fire on a steamboat was published in the New York Sun in 1840. There was also a large market for decorative prints. People who couldn't afford oil paintings would buy color prints to put on their walls. Some of these prints were copies of paintings. Sometimes Currier mentioned his source, and sometimes not. In 1852, James Merritt Ives, 1824 to 1895, joined Currier's firm. In 1857, he became Currier's partner. After that, the firm was known as Currier and Ives. Altogether, the firm produced about 7,000 different subjects. Small prints sold for about 25 cents, and large color prints for about $3. Traveling salesmen went from house to house selling them. Currier and Ives sometimes hired the original painters to make the print. More often, someone from their own studio either composed an original subject or copied an existing painting or drawing. Contemporary news remained popular. Currier and Ives' prints included the first appearance of Jenny Lind in America, 1850, the fall of Richmond, Virginia, 1865, and the Great Fire at Chicago, 1871. A common subject was a patriotic scene from American history. Interesting occupations such as whaling, bird hunting, trapping, fur trading, and deep sea fishing were portrayed. Pioneer and Indian topics were in demand. However, the most popular of all scenes were winter and holiday prints of ordinary people enjoying life. Farm scenes, buggy rides, sleigh rides, market scenes, blacksmith shops, and town scenes sold well. Favorite prints included American Forest Scene, Maple Sugaring, 1860. Home to Thanksgiving, 1863. Winter in the Country, 1862. Life in the Country, The Morning Ride, 1859. And American Winter Sports, 1856. These scenes are still popular. Even today, you can buy Christmas cards with Currier and Ives winter scenes. This collection of prints gives a remarkable picture of America between 1934 and 1907. Although the prints are sometimes more romantic than reality, they give a lot of information about everyday life. They depict styles of clothing, trains and boats, buildings and bridges, and popular activities. They also tell us what sorts of scenes people at that time liked and what their artistic tastes were. Eventually, advances in photography made this kind of printmaking obsolete. In 1906, the firm of Currier and Ives closed its doors. For a while, these prints were not considered very valuable. Nowadays, however, there are many collectors, and Currier and Ives prints once again can be found decorating North American homes.